So, Mr. Narayana, editor of the Vellore, North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra Pradesh edition of the daily, Tandi.
Tandi.
Which means the daily telegram.
Telegram.
Famous word in Tamil is Tambi. So that's the foremost or the most circulated Tamil newspaper. So I'd like to tell you about Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada spread this Krishna Bhakti all over the world. Now traditionally in India, the sadhus are the most respected people. Mm-hmm. In other countries, you'll find in their history, the most famous people are the politicians, the kings, the military men. In Europe, Napoleon is very famous. Churchill is very famous. Different Queen Elizabeth the First,
Queen Elizabeth.
And her father Henry the Eighth, they're very famous. And in India also, there have been great military people, politicians, Shivaji, Akbar, Aurangzeb. I mean, Aurangzeb was powerful in that sense. He was great. Then Mansingh, these are all powerful people. And in this area, there have been the king, the Chola, Charan, Pandya, these dynasties. But the people whose names are most remembered are the great sadhus, actually. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya. So Srila Prabhupada, he has done something which is unimagined in the history of India. That people from all over the world are taking this Vedic culture very seriously. I mean, there are many swamis who went to the Western world, but they mostly taught a diluted form of bhakti. That not even bhakti, of Indian culture. They would tell people, yes, you can eat meat, you can drink wine, you can do whatever you like and just imagine yourself to be God. But Prabhupada gave the real thing. He said that if you want to understand God, then you have to live a pure life. So Srila Prabhupada's followers all over the world, they are unique in that they don't eat meat or drink wine or even tea or coffee, no tobacco, all these things. So Srila Prabhupada was able to get Western people to follow this. I mean, even Indian people to follow nowadays. It's not many Indian people are even vegetarian these days, unfortunately. But in the Western countries at that time, there wasn't much idea of vegetarianism. I know myself as a child at school, and I was becoming vegetarian, and they thought it was very strange. Everyone thought it was crazy. But Prabhupada was able to do that because he gave people the real substance of bhakti. That they really felt that they got a genuine experience of who is God. Practical process by chanting the holy names of Krishna. His Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by this process of chanting the names of Krishna, Prabhupada was able to give the bliss, the ecstasy of bhakti, and so many people took it up. They were looking for something genuine. So Prabhupada, what he's done is something wonderful. So Indian people should know about that. But unfortunately, they know more about the cricket players and the film stars and the politicians. Or there are so many bogus sadhus in the modern age. They're completely bogus. They present themselves, I am God. And they like everyone will worship them as God. But Prabhupada, he taught, no, I am not God. Krishna is God. So you are concerned with giving information to people. So let them know about Prabhupada. It would be nice if in your newspaper they could regularly have a section, quote from Prabhupada's books, something like this. Because Prabhupada, he was a very practical acharya. I'll tell you one incident. Once he arrived in Hyderabad at the airport, and one journalist came to ask Prabhupada, are you a Dvaitvadi or an Advaitavadi? Important question. In South India especially. At that time, there had been no rain in Andhra for maybe 2 years. So it's very strict. Prabhupada said, what does it matter, Dvaitvadi, Advaitavadi? There's no rain. Then he quoted, Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhavah yagyad bhavati parjanya yagya karma samudbhavah. That the rain comes from yagya, anna. Everyone has to live by anna. Everyone has to take food, and food is produced from rain. And rain comes from the rain is come when we do yagya. So Prabhupada said, we should do yagya. We shall do sankirtan yagya. So within 2 days of Prabhupada coming and all his disciples doing sankirtan, there was tremendous good rain. So Prabhupada was very practical, and he spoke on all kinds of subjects, like the degradation of society, what is the role of women in society, and then this caste, what is caste? Who is, you see, we're not against Varnashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, but not, there should not be exploitation, and not by birth. It means, you see, I also have this Yajnopavit or Yajna Sutra. There are different names for it. Now, how can I have, I'm not even born in India, but by Pancharatriki Vidhi, that means one who is actually acting as a Brahmana. He can. He should be a Brahmana. And someone who's simply born in a Brahmin family but is living like a Rakshasa, then he's Ravana. Ravana is also born in a Brahmin family, but he's Rakshasa. So he's not a Brahmin. Real Brahmin means he's studying Shastra, living by Shastra, and teaching others Shastra. A very pure life. So all sections of society are required. It's not the, this system is not meant for exploitation. It's meant for cooperation, but it's been misused. So Prabhupada spoke on many different topics relevant to the modern world: abortion, overpopulation, so many things. So maybe we could, each week we could have a quote from Prabhupada, some small quote. Possibly you could do that.
This is Christian. They are giving. Why don't you give your
Prabhupada's quote?
Okay, we'll do it.
You can do. And then news, whatever festivals are there.
And then Janmashtami festival.
Definitely. Suli did it. Yeah, that is the Krishna Jayanti, Vandavaikunda Ekadashi. I love that. For last Sunday, published one full page regarding Vaikunda Ekadashi. I wrote that specialist.
Good, good.
Nearly only 10 lakhs copies throughout the Tamil Nadu.
Yeah, actually, Hinduism is under attack. We don't use the word Hinduism usually because it's not clear what it means. It can mean anything. You can do anything practically and be a Hindu. So, we don't, in philosophical terms, we don't identify as Hindu. But culturally, you can say this is culturally, you can say this is from a cultural or sociological point of view, you can say that this Krishna consciousness, it can be considered as part of Hinduism, from that perspective. From the purely philosophical perspective, this is not any ism. This is the Atma Dharma, which is nothing to do with this world. But it's a fact that the huge amounts of money are coming into this country for converting people. They're openly saying that we want to make all of India Christian and Muslims are active. And in this state, the chief minister himself, he's always speaking against Bhagavad Gita and so many things. Very bad man. His name is very good, but his activities are very bad.
But his family members, came recently and went to the Tanga temple, Golden Temple, and worshipped.
It's hypocrisy. Politician means hypocrite. They must be a hypocrite. So it's under attack.
You will give
regularly you give.
I will definitely publish. Okay.
And one thing, we're saying Hinduism is under attack, but it's not only from Christians and Muslims and government, it's from Hindus too. These bogus sadhus who claim, I am God, people should worship me, they are the worst enemies. Because then people can see it's such cheating. So many of them. They're opportunists. How do you say opportunist in Tamil? They're taking, because people have some faith, then they take the opportunity, and so many of them, they're getting huge amounts of money.
You see,
they make the big temple and they put their own pictures.
These pictures. This golden temple. This picture beer area.
Prabhupada made temples and put Krishna. You see, everyone knows ISKCON, right? ISKCON is chanting Hare Krishna. But not everyone knows Prabhupada.
Individual person.
Prabhupada, he didn't promote himself, he promoted Krishna. But we should promote him. Because he's a great sadhu who has promoted Krishna. So you be careful of all these cheaters. There's so many people cheating in the name of Hinduism.
Awareness. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Ayakam, that's a good movement. But in Vellore, it's not a publicity.
So you please do. I will do it.
So I personally came here.
Very nice.
Last week I met them and I discussed.
Very good. Very good. They're good, active boys.
Okay, I'll do it.
Very good.
And then Tripoli, I think you conduct many conference in Tripoli.
It's called the Vyasa Puja.
Vyasa Puja.
That one day a year, the disciples of each guru, they organize some festival to celebrate his birthday, you can say. So they're organizing for this. I'm Patitatma, but but because I am trying to follow Prabhupada and act as he did to preach Krishna consciousness, therefore it is one duty of the disciples to do that. In Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says, when he's speaking to Uddhava, Acharyam mam vijaniyat navamanyeta karhi chitna martya bhudya suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. That he said the acharya should be respected as good as myself. He should not be considered an ordinary person because he's representative of all the gods. So our param gurudev means Prabhupada's guru. He was explaining this and he said that when the guru has to explain to the disciple what is in Shastra, So when he comes to this point, should he change that? Should he instead say that you take a stick and beat the guru? That's the system given by Krishna. So we have to accept that. But we have to accept it, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that a Vaishnav considers himself servant of the 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 servant of Krishna, not direct servant. That also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kula Shekhar Alva also said in Mukunda Mala. So that's the condition of a Vaishnava. But still, someone has to give guidance.
So, Tamil, Adiyar Kum Adiyen.
Ah, yeah, Adiyar. That's the word. Yeah. In the Vaishnava, Ramanuja Sampradaya.
Yeah.
Say Adiyar. They always give their name. Das. Nice.
Okay. The conference, first I published tomorrow paper.
You can publish
it. I can publish it. Regarding the birthday of the Drupadi.
You please ask Akinchan Krishna Prabhu. He's come now?
Yes.
Because he's organizing it actually.
Okay.
And sometime you can do an interview, you can do one whole interview with him. You can ask, you see that he's qualified as an engineer, then why he doesn't want to, why is he given up all the career and everything to do this, you can ask him. He's now, I think, about 12 years in ISKCON, something like that.
Okay. Then publish at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
And you please personally, you read these books of Srila.
Definitely.
So you can give what's the
idea? Science of Self-Realization and a Message to the Youth of 2 books I read.
Okay, exactly. All right. Then when you finish that, we can give more.
Okay.
Very good. So you please give some prasadam also. Oh, you gave there at the office?
In the office, I gave
there. Yes.
You gave to all the staff, everyone?
We went to home.
Prasadam distribution is what it is.
Yeah.
You can see that people's heart becomes changed by that.
Yeah. How long is here?
I'll be in Vellore until the 3rd of January. Okay. Probably I'll leave on. But tomorrow I'm planning to go to one farmhouse for writing. I'm also, this Message to Youth of India book, and I wrote that, and I'm writing different books.
Many books.
So, I'm going on with writing. So, you know, it's good to have a peaceful situation. I was just hearing something Parishori Prabhu said, that when Prabhupada was in Fiji at night, the dogs were barking all the time. Prabhupada, usually he translated at night, he hardly did any work because he was disturbed. No, actually he doesn't. That's surprising. Photos, there are so many on the internet. I don't know if the quality is good enough for printing. But I think,
photos, yes, put that from internet.
Whereas
this time, tomorrow program, you'll give news, but for Tirupati, you can give photo. With photo, you can.
Okay.
I have coverage. I convey the.
Thursday is Srila Bhaktisthana Sarasvati Thakur disappearance. So if you want, you can give some short report.
Notes are good.
Prabhupada's
school. Where?
Maharaj Institute. Narayudhanam.
Oh, yes, we have a program.
Yeah.
We should have announced yesterday.
You know, Alexis on the Ninga.
We should have announced that yesterday.
Our Acharya.
But you will come.
He visited Madras Presidency, it was called, several times. And he founded the Gauriamat in Chennai.
Presidency College.
No, Prabhupada's Guru School.
Prabhupada's
Guru. Srila Prabhupada's
Guru. He came to Madras Presidency 8 times.
Oh. That time it was Madras Presidency.
1935.
So he founded in North Gopalapuram, Gauriamat is there. And he visited many places. He visited in what's now Tamil Nadu. He visited Coimbatore, Uti, then Srirangam, many places. Kanyakumari, he visited all these places. Probably many others also. I'm not remembering just now.